Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.
Hi, Tammy.
Hi, Lester.
That's Tammy Coxon with Tammy's Tastings. You got three Michigan liqueurs or liquor on the table here, and if I'm not mistaken, that looks like you're working on a Michigan version of a classic cocktail.
Yes, a classic cocktail from the 80s, Lester.
I haven't watched Sex and the City for a very, very long time, but I still kind of recognized it.
That's right. I have come up with a version of a cosmopolitan that's using all Michigan ingredients.
These aren't the exact ingredients you would see in a cosmopolitan. What have you done here?
So I've been planning for my upcoming Made in Michigan cocktail class, and so I've been looking at cocktails where I can combine a variety of different Michigan spirits into one drink. And this idea for making a Michigan cosmopolitan, which I'm calling a Mishapolitan, by the way, came from the Ann Arbor Distilling Company Water Hill Cranberry Liqueur. So as soon as I tasted this, I was like, I want to make a cosmopolitan that uses this instead of cranberry juice or cranberry cocktail as per usual. So this is a liqueur that they make. It starts with Michigan-grown cranberries, which they distill into a brandy, and then they add in cranberry concentrate. So it has both the punch and slight bitterness of cranberry and the tartness of cranberry, but then it's also got some sweetness in there as well, as befits a liqueur.
I took a little sip of it a while ago, and it's, you know, I don't know if you noticed, but it's really nice.
It is. I adore it. And it, as I say, was the start of this idea. So a cosmopolitan is made with vodka, usually a citrus vodka. We've just gone with a straight-up vodka from Ugly Dog Distillery in Chelsea, which is made with Michigan-grown wheat. So we're really doubling down on the Michigan connection of this cocktail. And then the other ingredient in a classic cosmopolitan is Cointreau, which is an orange liqueur from France. And whenever I'm out at the grocery store or at the liquor store, I'm always keeping my eyes open for Michigan products that I haven't come across before. And I found this Clockwork Orange liqueur from New Holland Distillery, and I've never tasted it before or used it before, so I really wanted to find something where I could highlight that. And
made from Michigan oranges.
Right, definitely Michigan oranges. Maybe not, but made in Michigan. So I just wanted to find a way that I could combine all of these things that I was really interested in and enjoying into one drink.
Okay, so how do you make the Mishapolitan?
So I started with 2 ounces of the vodka, then a half an ounce of cranberry liqueur, a half an ounce of orange liqueur, and then 3/4 of an ounce of lime juice to make it a sour and give it some of that lightness that you'd have in a regular cosmopolitan. Added that all to my shaker, shook it up with some ice, strained it into a martini glass so I can look like Sarah Jessica Parker, and topped it off with an orange twist.
Well, I guess it's time to taste it. Now, I have to confess, I haven't had a cosmopolitan possibly twice in my life, and it was many, many years ago.
Oh, good. Then you'll have no idea if this is a good match or not.
Possibly. I can tell you whether I like it or not, though.
That's what's important.
Well, it kind of brings back some memories from a long time ago, and so it definitely has some similarities to the cosmopolitan, but I'm really liking the cranberry in there. It seems I'd like more of it, in fact.
Well, I'll give that a try, Lester. See, I'm pretty happy with it right where it is now. The orange liqueur has some spices in it as well. It's got cinnamon, coriander, cardamom, vanilla beans. So all those things are kind of playing together. And that might make you think it would be a fall-like drink, but it's screaming spring and summer to me.
You know, the one thing I've been interested in seeing lately is we use more and more Michigan products. More times than not, it seems like these Michigan versions actually taste better than the original versions. I'm pleasantly surprised by that.
Well, as you and I know, we've got some really talented distillers and some great produce and other starting ingredients in the state. So it's no surprise to me that we're rocking it out.
You like this a lot. I'm going to take another drink. Cheers.
Cheers.